Before the Siege of Jerusalem. Chapter 4. Acts Symbolic of Siege and Exile. At the end of 7 days. As for you, son of man, take a clay tablet, lay it in front of you, and draw on it a city, Jerusalem. Raise a siege against it, build a tower, lay out a ramp, pitch camps, and set up battering rams all around. Then take an iron griddle, and set it up as an iron wall between you and the city. Fix your gaze on it. It shall be in the state of siege, and you shall besiege it. This shall be a sign for the house of Israel. Then you shall lie on your left side, while I place the sins of the house of Israel upon you. As many days as you lie thus, you shall bear their sins. For the years of their sins, I lot you the same number of days, 390, during which you will bear the sins of the house of Israel. When you finish this, you are to lie down again, but on your right side, and bear the sins of the house of Judah 40 days, 1 day for each year I have allotted you. Fixing your gaze on the siege of Jerusalem with bared arm, you shall prophesy against it. See, I will bind you with cords so that you cannot turn from one side to the other until you have completed the days of your siege. Again, take wheat and barley, and beans and lentils, and millet and spelt. Put them in a single vessel, and make bread out of them. Eat it for as many days as you lie upon your side, 390. The food you eat shall be 20 shekels a day by weight, each day the same, and the water you drink shall be the sixth of a hin by measure, each day the same. Then he said to me, Son of man, I am breaking the staff of bread in Jerusalem. They shall eat bread which they have weighed out anxiously, and they shall drink water which they have measured out fearfully, so that, owing to the scarcity of bread and water, everyone shall be filled with terror and waste away because of his sins. For your food you must bake barley loaves over human excrement in their sight, said the Lord. Thus the Israelites shall eat their food unclean among the nations where I scatter them. Oh no, Lord God, I protested, never have I been made unclean, and from my youth till now, never have I eaten carrion flesh, or that torn by wild beasts. Never has any unclean meat entered my mouth. Very well, he replied, I allow you cow's dung in place of human excrement. Bake your bread on that.